It's just, it's taking it away from the people that's applying, and it's taking away from the people that's determining, and it's going to put it in the hands of the lawyer.
Yeah, what you're saying, Scott, is different than what I've understood up until this point. I thought there was a certain section, if it be residential only, that it was strictly residential, and they would just not even be considered for that.
Well, ever since we kind of drafted this up, it's been the half acre. Anything that I presented to you, anything in that residential R1 or R2, half acre or less, they can't apply. That's the line that we originally drew.
One structure on that half acre.
Well, they can get a conditional use for an accessory now. That's part of the new code. If their lot's big enough to handle a mother-in-law's quarter up to 1,000 square feet, and they can handle the wastewater.
I thought we'd get some place where we could do this.
I've always told you you're going to have these nightly rental applications still coming. It just depends on if you limit them to the bigger R1, R2. Now, all your RR1 and R3... that I don't think we even kept. I'd have to look at it.
Well, the zoning change is the same, but yet it's a night and rent.
Correct.
I don't really like that.
That's how every code that I've looked at, Green County, Christian Stone, Jefferson City, they all have that. That's the C&P charts that you guys really need to look at that I've presented.
Yeah, we can't just discount it completely, the nightly rentals, because somebody may want to put a beauty shop in their house, and if we say no nightly, if it's R1 strictly, and you can't get a conditional use permit, you can't get a beauty shop.
No. Nope.
You know, they can't sell eggs or right. Whatever they're going to do. So,
if you go to no conditional use permit, you're basically back to the same zoning you had. You just would have to have approval for anything anywhere in the county. You just have to change the zoning.
Was there a magic number? How did you come up with a half acre?
Well, originally I was going through, and again, I think I erred, but that was all of the applications you received. That was the line where you approved them. Most of them above that got approved. Most of them below that got denied. I didn't take into consideration of only the R1s. I don't think we had any R2s in here. So that skewed it because we had some out there that aren't going to be R1s that got approved. 2-acre parcel here, 1.5-acre parcel there that weren't part of any subdivision that just floated out there.
Well, maybe I did it wrong, but in previous applications under the other code, there was a lot of other things to take into consideration other than just the lot size.
Right.
What I based my decisions on.
Yeah. Well, this lot size would just keep applications from even coming before you at that line.
I understand.
Yeah.
Would the county... road administrator, would he be able, that's his expert opinion as to whether the safety of the road was good or not?
We can ask that question. He's sure way more knowledgeable than I am. Yeah. So.
Well, there again, I mean, we had 50-foot road easement in, but on the other hand, we approved some things where the easement was already established, because we didn't want to penalize that property owner if they only had a 40, or we even did some 30s on that. If, if the ingress egress was good in that 30 foot.
And with this, we're basically penalizing anyone that doesn't have a half an acre.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of them approved that are under a half an acre.
Yep.
60%. Well, I would say let's don't look back, let's look forward. There were a lot of them that I would have voted for.
Well, if we're going to leap forward, we got to base our leap on something behind us.
Well, that's what I was trying to get to, some kind of basis, because I continually get asked is where we based our decision.
You got to be able to give somebody a reason.
Took me a minute, but I finally got your point.
What class is Branson Creek now? I think I know the answer.
Which one? Well, the villas are condo. Well, there's two parts. There's the villas that's condo style ownership, and it is, I'll have to look at what it's zoned. It's R2, but they don't sit on lots, so there is no lot size. It's condo style ownership. So the villas don't fall in this. They're out. The homes are R1. Those homes in Fieldstone Bluff that I showed in the graph or the PowerPoint earlier, those are tentatively drafted zoned R1.
What I worry about on this, I understand a little bit about what's going on here, but I'm not nearly as comfortable as I'd like to be. And you take the general public out there, I'd hate to come in and try to put a project through. You're going to have to guide them hand and foot.
It'll be, yeah.
Yeah, you've got a lot of work cut out for you.
I've misinformed some. I have told some one reason for going to the zoning was that you would be guaranteed, like if you, like what we had done before, that had the companies when they bought this, and said there'd be no nightly rental and so forth, and you're a widow, and so, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, anything half acre or less, you're guaranteed not to have a night because you can't apply. That's our current draft.
What if these subdivisions like that, because we're going to take their CCRs into consideration now. If they can get a majority vote on their CCR and change their CCR and bring that in, then we can deny it. Mm-hmm. Because their CCR says no. We used to couldn't do that because we weren't enforcement for CCRs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what them subdivisions need to do to protect themselves. And while I have the floor, I would be inclined to reduce it to a quarter of an acre because there's several of these that got denied that didn't have a quarter of an acre and only one that got approved that didn't have at least a quarter of an acre. And I know that's going to increase the number that we're going to come in here, but, you know,
yep.
I'm kind of a Confederate. If you own a place, you ought to be able to do what you want if it don't harm your neighbor. But, you know, a half an acre, that's a big lot, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty big. So, that's why I wanted to have this conversation.
Yeah, I don't think our criteria should be not having to hear as many as we have before. I think our criteria should try to be, you know, if you know, half acre's a big lot. You know, a quarter acre's still over 10,000 feet, you know.
Well, the minimum for R1 that can connect to sewer that you can plat is 8,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. So if you go on this little chart here, you know, 16,000 square feet is twice as big as you could plat a lot with sewer. And then that cuts out 47%. That's about a third of an acre. See, that's 0.36.
Yeah.
So that's why I did these different square footages at 16,000 square feet. It cuts out 47% of the
total. What we're also going to run into on this, I think on this, that we've given these conditional permits for nightly rental out here, irregardless of the lot size. Because that wasn't a factor in the game then, and now there's always a little movement in that area. They want to change ownerships, or they want to sell this, and the next guy comes in and he don't fall under the criteria, and there's going to be some fallout on that aspect of it too.
There already has, and they're on hold.
They've been told
they're on hold. So, I mean, it's going to be what it's going to be, I told them, but I said, here's where we currently are, but you can't even make application now.
We've got to look forward to there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like what George said about the CCNRs, but the subdivision people are going to have to be, I mean, it's something they can't do overnight, so whenever they get their notice that this is going to be, do you have to notify them anymore?
If within 600 feet, yeah. Okay. Every public hearing, every zoning request or conditional use be the same notification. Newspaper, physically on the property, and everybody within 600 feet gets a letter.
And that newspaper is going to fall out of the equation one of these days.
That's the state statute. Oh, yeah, they've been talking about changing it.
Yeah,
that's the state statute.
It's going to fall out one of these days.
Is there still a newspaper?
I bought one this morning.
Well, we'll take
272 for a Springfield newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
Can that be posted on the county website?
What's that?
When it's going to come to the board, is it because it's like they're saying the newspaper?
Well, I understand what that is.
We put our agenda on the website. But our big boys put our agenda on
there. There's still a few of us dinosaurs don't have a website.
I think what I'm hearing is the voice of the constituents goes away because we can't take that into account, which I don't like that.
You mean of the public?
Yeah. I mean,
well, but they have to have some factual, and it's in there.
I know, but previously there were six items that we looked at, and we were, what I thought our role was to gauge the adjacent landowners and determine if it was the right thing to do. And basically what you're saying is unless they hire an engineer or someone to come out, common sense of if it's a safe road or if it goes through two subdivisions to get to a nightly rental property, that we can't make the determination not to approve it. So
just another attack on the good old boy system.
Yeah,
so. So we'll go over these real quick, and I plan to do this tonight, and then I'll go back up to the CMP. So these are all conditional use.
Hold on, we're losing focus.
So we can read through all these. You know, the Plan Commission shall have authority to allow any conditional use permitted within a particular zoning district. It has to have the C or the P in that zoning district to be able to ask for that use. So you can't ask for nightly rental in MH1 because there's no C in the CP chart. So, this is basically, I will have a more detailed report and somewhat even recommendations. And if there's any conditions they don't meet, which is C, then I would, if they fail to comply with any of them, I'd identify the reason they don't comply with it, and some supporting reasons for my findings or conclusions. That's why we put the application deadline out farther. Planning Commission may deny said application or may direct the planning zoning administrator to issue a conditional use. So that's just saying you may impose such conditions on the issuance of a conditional use as well in the Planning Commission's judgment to ensure that. Here's our A, B, C, D, E, F. So the establishment, maintenance, or operation of the conditional use in its proposed location will not have a substantial adverse effect, be detrimental, or endanger the public health, safety, morals, comfort, or general welfare. Remember, these are probably 80% be nightly rental, but they're going to be the greenhouse in A1 that he's going to sell.
Comfort. I don't see as a lawyer or an engineer can determine the level of comfort that the neighbor
no,
has.
No, but you guys can. But
well, that's listening to public opinion again. You know,
well, you have to accept and look at the factors of that setting within that area. If they start reading you back that the road is dangerous, how do you know?
Well, no, that would be safety or something. That word comfort, that means the guy can stand up and say, I'm not comfortable with that next door to me.
Yep, and then you have to make the determination if it is
or not. You have to get a lawyer telling him that you are.
Well, I would ask him why it doesn't make him comfortable. Instead of just listening to him, I would say, well, why does this not? And listen to his reasonings.
Yeah.
If he says it's because they're going to shoot deer out of the tree houses, you have to make a determination if that's a valid reason that it's not going to be comfortable to them.
Yeah, but now we're back to what Howard was talking about. We're listening to the people.
Oh, yeah. In other words, that's why I went to this, because you will still have that ability.
Okay.
To weigh,
I'm glad
that's
that.
You weigh what they say. But just because there's X amount of people here.
I don't want it there is not a good enough reason for me to deny it.
They need to tell you why they don't want it there.
Yeah.
That is a factual, reasonable reason. If they just say,